not only good-looking, he is without a doubt the smartest person I know. Oh, what a brain.
Hey, what'd you do? Give up football players? Who's your boyfriend with the brain?
Oh, Uncle Bill, I'm talking about you.
Oh, me?
Well, I'll call you back, Sherry. A messenger just brought it a few minutes ago. You didn't tell us you got such a wonderful award at the banquet last night.
Yeah, not bad, is it?
Not bad? Oh, you're too modest. It's going right over there in place of that Greek sculpture.
Oh, you're not putting that thing over there. I paid 1,000 drachmas for that in Greece.
Well, it's going in the den.
Okay. Buffy, Jody!
They're not here. Mr. Finch took them to the Punch and Judy show.
Well, it's Thursday. It's his day off.
You know the twins. When they go to work on somebody, who can resist them?
Yeah. Who?
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Well, I see they talked you into giving up your Thursday.
Oh, well, there was a slight rearrangement of plans, sir, but Buffy and Jody are most persuasive.
So I notice.
You should have been with us, Uncle Bill. Punch sure bopped Judy around.
Then the devil bopped Punch around.
Buffy, young ladies of breeding do not say bop.
Hey, let's go watch Captain Hippopotamus in the den. Come on.
Children, there'll be no television until you've washed thoroughly. Yes, now, if you'll excuse me, sir, I'll start dinner.
Now, just a minute. I want to talk to you about them. Now, in the first place, don't ever let them talk you into giving up your day off again.
Oh, I didn't mind, sir.
Oh, I know that, French. That's not the point. The point is that we can't let them start running our lives.
Oh, but they're nice children, sir.
Sure they are, and that's just why we shouldn't spoil them.
Mr. French! We're all washed, both sides.
All right. You may now watch Captain Hippopotamus.
Oh, boy! Uncle Bill, will you read some more Wizard of Oz to us after dinner?
You do the Cowardly Lion real good.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I can't do it tonight, kids. I'm going to be real busy, and I'm going to be awful busy. Go on, scoot now. I feel like a dog.
It's the proper thing to do, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Had to do it, French.
An award you get if you're real good at something.
Like in school when the teacher gives you a star for spelling?
Yeah, well, something like that. Come here and look at this. The best achievement in construction engineering. William Davis.
Who gave it to him?
A group of people who wanted to show their appreciation.
Uncle Bill's the best builder, all right.
Jody, why don't you and me give him an award to show our appreciation?
For being the best uncle?
The best there ever was.
Yeah, that'd be neat. I could borrow some modeling clay
from Peter upstairs.
We'll start on it tonight, right after dinner.
We can't make it like a building, Buffy. What do we make it like?
We'll make it like the world, because that's what he is. The best uncle in the whole world.
Buffy, how big you think I ought to roll the world part?
Biggest till you're all out of clay.
Should we tell Sissy and Mr. French?
Nobody. We'll keep it a secret between us. I'm going to make the card that says, Best Uncle. Real pretty.
Go ahead, Buffy. Hey,
give me the cardboard.
Hurry. We're in here, Uncle Bill.
Hey, what are you doing under the bed?
Just crawling out.
I'm just sitting.
Come on, sit up here with your sister. I got something I want to say to both of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's about what happened this afternoon.
What happened this afternoon?
We went to the puppet show.
I know you went to the puppet show. And you talked Mr. French into taking you there on his day off, and that was not a nice thing to do. Now, you kids have just got to quit thinking about yourselves all the time. You know, us grown-ups have things we want to do, too. Like, for instance, next Sunday afternoon, I'm not going to be around here for any outings. I'm going to play golf all afternoon, so taking you to the zoo is out. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll be back later to say goodnight.
You don't have to if you're busy.
Well, I'm not going to be that busy.
I like the zoo, but not every Sunday.
Me neither. I thought Uncle Bill liked it. What are you doing that for?
What?
Scratching.
I feel kind of itchy.
Scratching?
I can't help it. I itch.
And when you itch, you gotta.
French, I'm gonna eat at the club this morning. I got one of those business breakfast things. So. I'll see you tonight, kids.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Uncle Bill.
Mr. Davis, may we have a word with you, please? Not that I'm a worrywart, sir, but I'm somewhat concerned about Master Jody's itch.
How long's he been doing that?
Well, I first noticed it last night, sir, whilst tucking him into bed.
Well, it's probably nothing. Just to be on the safe side, you better take him to the pediatrician after school.
Oh, I think that'd be very wise, sir. As my father used to say, never wait till tomorrow to be sorry for what happened yesterday.
What's that mean exactly?
Well, I'm not quite sure, sir, but it almost sounded most profound the way he said it. I believe we have an appointment for Dr. Felsen.
Oh, yes, Mr. French. How are you, Jody? Buffy, are you here for your booster shots?
We got boosted last month. Jody itches something terrible. Show her, Jody.
Jody, there's no need for a demonstration.
You may go in now, Mr. French.
Thank you. Buffy, you wait here. It's most baffling, Doctor. He's been scratching incessantly since last night.
Yeah, how does he describe the itch?
Well, he tells us it's a very itchy itch. I doubt if that's much help medically.
Temperature is perfectly normal. Jody, would you wait outside for a moment? I want to speak to Mr. French.
Okay.
Here's a lollipop.
Can I have one for my sister?
To Buffy with my compliments.
Thank you.
I'll have to make some patch tests on him beginning Monday.
Patch tests?
You may leave, Jody.
Yes, sir. There's your lollipop. Strawberry. Did the doctor give you any medicine?
Uh-uh. He's just gonna test me for patches.
You got patches?
That's what he said.
Well, I'm not too familiar with allergies, Doctor, but I understand that they can often be caused by food.
By a multitude of things. Food, clothing, often it's a household pet, a cat or a dog.
We have neither.
On the other hand, Jody's allergy may have been triggered by an emotional crisis of some sort.
Even at his age?
Especially at his age. Envy could have brought it on, or jealousy, or frustration.
Frustration? Interesting.
Frustration?
That very word, sir.
Well, I don't go along with that. If there was a healthy, normal, well-adjusted kid, it's Jody.
Yes, sir, but the fact remains he does itch.
When does itching start?
Last evening, sir.
Well, I told him I wouldn't read The Wizard of Oz to him. And after that, I went in the bedroom and told both of them that I wasn't going to take him to the zoo on Sunday. Yeah, I guess I did a pretty good job of frustrating that kid.
Yes, sir, I arrived at the same conclusion. But what bothers me is the fact that Buffy doesn't seem in the least affected.
Oh, well, that's the feminine sex for you. You know, people say they're weak, but they got their emotions right out of control all the time, every minute.
How'd you like my world so far, Buffy?
Well, it's a little lumpy.
Those are the mountains.
For Uncle Bill, the bestest, nicest uncle in the world.
Can't you put Terrificus on it, too?
There's no room. I'll get a bigger piece of cardboard.
Buy everything. Here he comes.
Jody.
In the closet.
Hi, Uncle Bill. I'm just coming out of the closet.
Yeah, I see. Now, listen, Joe. Remember last night I told you I couldn't take you to the zoo?
Uh-huh. Because you were busy.
That's okay if you were busy, Uncle Bill.
No, it isn't. You were counting on going to the zoo, and so we're going to go to the zoo.
We don't have to go if you don't want to.
Yeah, but I want to, so we're going to go tomorrow afternoon. Now, it's all set. We're going to spend all Saturday afternoon together, right?
All afternoon?
All afternoon.
This is terrible, Jody. We just got to finish the trophy.
Yeah, by dinner time tomorrow. That's not a whole lot of time.
Well, I'll just have to help you. Uncle.
Professor, I trust the twins were happy with the change of plans.
Oh, sure they were. Of course, they tried not to show it, but I could tell the way they were looking at each other. They were happy.
Well, so you nipped Jody's frustration right in the bud.
Yeah, just in time, too. Listen, will you see if you can find a copy of Wizard of Oz? I got a bone up on that cowardly lion.
Very good, sir.
Lions?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I like. I could stand here and watch these chips all day.
You really like the zoo, don't you, Uncle Bill?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Buffy, here. We'll get us some peanuts so we can feed the chimps, huh?
Okay, Uncle Bill.
Well, Jody, you having a good time?
Yes, sir.
I mean a real good time.
Oh, sure, Uncle Bill. But we can go home anytime you want to.
Yes. Hey, you have to do that.
Do what?
Scratch like that.
I didn't know I was.
Here's the peanuts you wanted, so you can feed the chimps.
Well, they're not for me, baby. They're for you. Here. Now. Here, Jody. Take the chimp.
I'm not. I'm scratching because I itch.
You too?
Uncle Bill, can we go home now?
Yeah, I guess we might as well. Gets me is why they were both scratching. There's got to be some reason for that.
Well, at least you know it's not frustration. You took them to the zoo. Mm.
Well, that's quite right, sir. It's not your fault.
I'll go along with you on that, French, except for one thing. Why were they in such a hurry to get home? They could hardly wait to get rid of me, you know.
Well, perhaps it was a food allergy, sir. The strawberry mousse I prepared for them Thursday night.
That's right. They've never had that before.
Buffy might be having a delayed reaction. Yeah, that could be.
Oh, good evening, Doctor.
Evening, French. I happen to be in the building, and I just stopped by to see Mr. Davis. Is he home?
Oh, Doctor.
Oh, how do you do? Mr. Davis, I have some rather interesting information concerning Jody's allergy.
Now, so have I. Buffy's got it now.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's quite likely in view of the circumstances.
What circumstances?
Well, I have a young patient in this building, just about Jody's age, Peter Donaldson.
Oh, yes, sir. Peter and Jody are chums.
I don't follow you.
I don't blame you. You see, I've been treating Peter for an allergy that's similar to Jody's. And a few hours ago, the patch test reports came through. And Peter's allergy was caused by modeling clay.
But Jody has no modeling clay, Doctor.
Well, maybe he got hold of some of Peter's clay.
My opinion, exactly.
How could get him?
Get Buffy, too.
It'll be finished right in time for dinner, Jody.
Yeah, I never thought we could keep it a secret.
Jody? Buffy?
Quick, hide it.
Buffy?
Okay, open the door.
Buffy?
shove the chair against the door?
Oh, just cause.
Cause why?
Cause in case.
In case what?
In case cause.
Come on, Uncle Bill wants to see you.
You sure it wasn't something else that could produce the same symptom?
I'm sure it was modeling clay.
Uncle Bill! Here they are.
Now, kids, I want to ask you something. It's very important. You been playing with Peter's modeling clay?
Playing with it?
No, Uncle Bill.
Okay, it rules that out.
Yes, it does. We'll have to keep looking. Buffy, may I see your arm where it itches? Yours too, Jody. Look at this, Mr. Davis. Clay.
Got Peter's clay on your hands?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Buffy, Jody.
I'll handle this, Sissy. Well, I don't want to keep you from your dinner any longer, Doctor.
Good night.
I'm sorry I bothered you.
Don't mention it. Good night, kids.
Thank you. Now, why didn't you tell me you had some of Peter's clay when I asked you? You don't want to tell me, huh? Okay, I guess I'm going to have to punish you. You know why, don't you? When you said you weren't playing with it, and you were just telling me a lie. You go on in your rooms. Stay there.
Okay. Come on, Buffy.
Well, it's the first time they ever lied to me.
I wouldn't let the twins get you down, Uncle Bill.
After all, sir, they're only six.
I know, it's still a big disappointment.
Uncle Bill, can Jody and me come in and talk to you for a minute?
You want to apologize?
No, we want to give you something. Come on in, Jody.
What's that?
Well, you got a special kind of a trophy for being the world's best builder. So we made you one, too, for being the world's best uncle.
For Uncle Bill, the bestest, nicest, terrificest uncle in the world. Modeling clay.
Yes, sir.
You see, Sissy, we weren't playing. We were working.
We wouldn't tell you a fib, Uncle Bill.
Are you surprised?
I'm not only surprised, I'm a whole lot of things. French, we got a new centerpiece.
I shall remove the flowers, sir.
Well, I don't know about being the world's best uncle, but you sure are the world's best twins.